And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is learning more about ourselves. Each of my guests is explaining how we can learn more about who we are. My next guest has a face that you may recognize, although you don't know her name. She's a corporate spokesperson, an executive trainer, and she's been on television. She'll explain creative ways to continue working during challenging times. And if you have a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Linda Cruz has 15 years of experience as a public speaker, a news anchor, and an international spokesperson. You may have seen her on television on ABC or BBC, NBC, the History Channel, Discovery, PBS, or Entertainment Now. Linda has recurring roles in Walt Disney Pictures, a 20th Century Fox film, Showtime, HBO, Cinemax, and the Fox Family Channel. She recently transitioned into being a keynote speaker, a presentation trainer, and an executive coach. She holds a BA in film and broadcasting from Central Michigan University, and she holds a master's in film and theater from the New York University and Hunter College. She is trained at the British Academy of Dramatic Arts, the American Conservatory of Theaters, the London Drama Studio, and, interestingly enough, Chicago's Second City Comedy Club. Joining us from right here in Ventura County, how are you today, Linda?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, I'm terrific. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy Brain. And you certainly have an extensive background and knowledge when it comes to acting and modeling and being a spokesperson. All of those fields are super competitive for those who are not in them. They're really highly competitive. So clearly you know something about landing jobs. But few of us in this economy have seen an economy that has just been this challenging, this thwarting. So tell us, how can we identify creative ways to continue working during these extraordinarily challenging times?
Well, it is a difficult time, but I find that, and everyone says this as well, that even in the difficult times, you can come up with something that will help you as well. My background, as you mentioned, is quite extensive, but one of the things that I don't talk about as much, but is definitely a turning point for my career, was I was studying to be a news anchor, and I was working my way up the ladder in my 20s. And 6 weeks after I turned 21, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is interesting because your guest prior to me was talking about holistic healing. Well, I had transferred to Chicago to work with a holistic healer there to work on my treatment. And in the process of my treatment, we started doing working with holistic vitamins and vegetables and things like that, and my hair turned green.
Oh, my.
Celery is not a good color for a blonde on camera. So I had to find alternative ways to actually make a living and still keep myself alive. And I started doing a lot of research, and what I researched at the time was in all the people that I worked with in the commercial industry and the news industry. I had a really good friend who worked in tabletop photography and commercials, which is basically all the food products that you see on television. And I had pretty hands, so they had hired me to do all the handwork for their commercials. So you see me sprinkling cheese and all those things. The point of it is I had to learn early on how to find ways to make what is my special qualities, even when I have green hair, if I can't be on camera, what can I do to make a living? And at the time, I was doing about 40 commercials a year, all with my hands. So you didn't see the green hair until I got better. And I learned I have a marketing background as well, so that was one of the things that I started using in my everyday life, is how do you take what's special about you, regardless of the situation, and make it work? So whether it's the economy struggling or business struggling or you have an ailment in your life or your family, you have to find ways to take that and let it work for you. The upside of that is I was hired to speak for the Cancer Society, so I could use my green hair.
Yeah.
green's actually one of my favorite colors now. So the interesting part was I worked with the Cancer Society, and that sort of started me away from being a news anchor and more into the speaking industry.
All right. Now, my guest is Linda Cruz. Linda, I want to hit the pause button here for just a minute, because mm-hmm. you touched on something that is intriguing to me, and I'm sure it's intriguing to my listeners as well. You were a hand model. Now, most of us don't think about a hand model. We think of runway models. We think of models for magazines, obviously models on television. Victoria's Secret's models come to my mind. But hand model is not one of them. So talk to us about hand model. I know what the logistics are. You're, you know, showing off your hands.
You're really not showing off your hands. brands. You're actually showing off the product. So if it was a pizza commercial, someone sprinkling the cheese on the pizza, that would be the hand.
Gotcha.
So that kind of thing. But to go back to what you were talking about, learning more about ourselves, the whole point of that, and that was almost 20 years ago, is finding those alternative ways. And what I do in my coaching today is I find ways to help people learn what's special about them. We call it, what is their brand? What makes you special? And then if you do enough research, which is where I start everything from, if you do enough research on what's going on in the world, what's going on in your industry, you can find out where you fit in to that place. And you can develop your brand so that it becomes something that people are interested in buying or listening to.
All right. And I want to focus in, if we can, on your personal story, because it is so intriguing. I mean, here you came up with cervical cancer, something that would be devastating to many people. And even though cervical cancer has a very high rate of recovery, it's still shocking news to hear that you have cancer. How did you make that transition from the shock and awe of finding out that you had cancer to turning the corner and becoming a hand model, something that was completely out of your wheelhouse?
I was young, so, and according to my doctor, I was ornery. I had a lot of plans at 21, and dying was not in that list of things to do. That can happen a lot later on down the line. So I just became very committed, and I think that that's what most people need to do, is be very committed to what you have to live for. And, you know, for me, that was just a huge wake-up call. In hindsight, it seems like such a small part of my life now, but such a pivotal part, obviously. But for most people, something happens in your life along the way, and whether it's, you know, nowadays you lose your house, you lose your job, you get divorced, whatever that is, those are things that, you know, of course build character, as they always say, but how do you take those, what could be a very negative situation, and turn the corner on that, make it work for you? And for a long time, I never spoke about that. Until the Cancer Society came to me and said, you know, as a news anchor, as a figurehead in the community, I could actually speak. And I started speaking with high school students about learning early detection. Cervical cancer is curable because of early detection and finding alternative ways to do that. And I had never been sick a day in my life before that. Didn't have chickenpox, measles, mumps, nothing.
Wow.
So that was... That was a big wake-up call.
Without a doubt, and I'm glad you've been able to put it in your rearview mirror, and in hindsight, you can make it seem a small thing. I don't want to let go of the story for just a moment more, if we can, though, because you were able to find your place, you say, by doing research. But really, understanding what makes you unique, could take us through how you took an inventory of things and then discovered what made you unique and then were able to transition to becoming a hand model from being a TV anchor person.
Well, when I was growing up in the 80s, blondes, I'm blonde, the blondes were always the ditzy one, Three's Company, those kind of things.
Right.
And everyone had said to me, well, you're too smart. I studied a lot, gone to school, obviously. You read through my resume. I loved learning. And I didn't want to color my hair. And everyone kept saying, you shouldn't be a blonde. Blondes are stupid, blah, 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 that kind of thing. You know, and I didn't want to be the ditzy blonde. So my early on, what I realized before I had gotten sick, that I would be the smart blonde. That would be my thing. You know, if that's how people are labeled, and, you know, different in the 80s and the 90s, people fell into these different little cycles of who you are, be who you are, that kind of thing. But that wasn't who I was. I am blonde, and I don't want to fit the stereotype. So I found ways to sort of be the smart blonde, that kind of thing. And it's sort of an odd, you know, you have to understand the industry. Back then, that's the way it was. You could fight it and argue with it and treat it as something that's negative, or you can say, okay, how do I take what I feel certain is who I am, and I don't want to change it, and make it work for me? And that's part of that is research, understanding where you are, and understanding it's okay wherever you are, whatever the industry, whatever's going on in the world. Right now, the economy is in such a state, and I still think that there are ways that we can all work and prosper in this kind of economy. One of the things, here's another interesting story, September 11th, devastating to the entire world, and very much so the United States. For months after September 11th, nobody worked, nobody traveled. As a speaker, I needed to work.
Sure.
And I have dual citizenship. I was born in the military overseas. So I have Italian citizenship, which gives me EU citizenship. And about 3 months after September 11th, I started thinking about how do I make a living in this kind of world right now? And the only way for me to do it, because it was something that was special to me, was to leave the United States. and I went to Britain, which I had went to school there, and became the American speaker in England. But it was one of those ways that you can take such a horrible situation and say, I realize that the United States needs to rebuild, people need to get their footing, but what makes me special that I can continue to work? Where do I need to go to work?
My guest is Linda Cruz, and we're talking about creative ways to continue working during challenging times. And clearly, Linda, you're a very bright person. You're the smart blonde, as you like to describe yourself. But too often, other people know more about who we are and what makes us unique than we do.
Yeah.
So how can we use other people to sort of be a mirror and reflect out our better qualities?
Well, that's where I've taken what I've learned about myself and worked with other people. It is certainly much easier for someone else, especially someone you trust, to say, hey, this is where you fit in. This is how I see you in the world. And if you don't like the way you're seen in the world, then you have two choices. You either go that route or you find a way to adjust how people see you. I have a fabulous client that was in New York. We started working together by phone. She's a single mom in New York, worked in the skincare industry as a speaker. And we started doing coaching by phone and talking about where do you go, single mom, trying to raise a child in New York City, very expensive. And what we realized, the skincare industry was actually in Pennsylvania. A lot of QVCs down there, a lot of skincare companies are there.
Hmm.
And against everyone's, you know, you're born and raised in New York, you can't move, that kind of thing, we developed a plan. We did the research. We figured out what made her special. And that's what helped her move to Pennsylvania. Now, after 3 months, she's got a beautiful home. Her son's thriving in a whole different environment than New York City. And she's becoming one of the top two skincare speakers for QVC and a couple other skincare lines in Pennsylvania. A lot of it's research, understanding who you are, and then you may have to go somewhere, you know, if that fits for you. And for her, it not only fit with her work life, it fit with her home life.
I see.
And that's really important because you still have to stay who you are.
Exactly. My guest is Linda Cruz. And Linda, you're lighting up the phones. We've got a caller right now. Caller, hi, how are you? Thank you for being a guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. What's your question for Linda?
Hi, this is Maria James calling. I'm actually the client that Linda was just speaking about.
Oh, hi, Maria. How are you?
Hi, thanks.
Thanks for joining the conversation. So tell us a little bit about this change that you made, this miraculous transformation.
Well, I had known Linda professionally, and I knew that things were not working for me in New York anymore because as a single mom, it was becoming more and more difficult. And you have tough choices to questions that you'd like to ask yourself about what it is that you need to do next. And sometimes it actually takes someone else listening to you and being a reflection of where you are to come up with the right answers for yourself. And that's what Linda did with me. And she really is an excellent listener, if I could say anything about Linda. But where she really excels is she zeroes in on asking you questions about who you really are and where you see yourself in the world. And sometimes, like I said, those can be really, really tough questions. But by doing that, she helped me to figure out that it might have been time to really leave New York, and it had been a question that I was already asking myself. So I looked at that and looked at where other markets might be that I could work comfortably and also still maybe have access to the clients I already had in New York. And we came up with Pennsylvania, and I started researching it and decided to take a leap of faith and make the move.
Wow, that is great. Now, has the move been good for you?
It has been amazing for me. Not only amazing for me, but amazing for my son. As, again, a mother of a 7-year-old, that was a key factor. So what's happened has been unbelievable. It's now I've become a very big fish in a smaller market, and which is a great position to be in. And I have had more work offers than any. It's just been amazing. It's in a bad economy. I went from really having to work hard at finding possible work leads to having work leads come to me.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, in addition, what was really important is that Pennsylvania, which one of the things we had researched with Linda, was the headquarters of QVC, and which is an enormous place to market skincare and to be a skincare speaker. And I now am about to sign a contract with someone in the beginning of the new year to be their spokesperson and on-air representative.
Wow. Congratulations to you, Maria. That is a great success story. Thank you for calling in and sharing your story with us.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maria.
Linda, what a glowing testimonial. So if that doesn't pique people's interest, I don't know what will. But if they want to learn more about you, learn more about your services and so forth, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Easiest places, first you can go online to your show as well, And you have a link that comes to me as well. But lindacruse.com, LindaCruse.com.
LindaCruse.com. Linda, it has been fascinating. The time goes way too quickly. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you.